Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. I'd like to welcome you to Roundtable Wednesday here on Beamer's Own Blog Talk Radio. It is May 15th, 2024. And I am your host, Greg Peterson, team manager here in Southern California. And a little hazy, and actually it's like a marine layer that's blown over right now, but that will burn off and it should be a nice sunny day here. So I'm thankful for that. But we've got a couple great options to talk about today because Beamer is going to be announcing a quick 2-week promotion starting on the 29th. That's all I can say right now, but be prepared for that. However, thanks to Chris and George Baronis, I have got a little template of how you can take the price increase that is going to occur on August 1st by 7%, what's called anchoring, how to actually make what we would think could be a positive and actually make that a strong or what we would think would be a negative and make it actually a strong positive. So I was going to go into that. Also, I'm going to be giving you a couple email addresses. If you are not receiving Beamer emails or the newsletter, I am going to be providing two different email addresses for you to add and to make sure that you contact your team members and even your upline and ask them, are they receiving the Beamer emails or the newsletter? Because several people are not, and we want to make sure that they are keeping up to date. So with that, how do we go in and listen to recordings of Blog Talk Radio? Well, first off, let's get this out of the way. As you guys know, I've got my script here to go by. So we want people to also be able to not only listen live, but face it, we all have busy lives. And then being able to listen to recordings is ideal for a lot of people. And so the way to do that, number one, is go on your computer and you can, or on your phone, for those who are more savvy, and you can go to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. Or you can also find that location or that website by going into your Beamer back office. So you go to backoffice.beamer.services. Type in your email and then your password. And then on the far left-hand side, after your Beamer back office pops up, on the far left side, you scroll down and you will find Distributor Library. You click on Distributor Library, and then you will click on the calendar option within that. And then within the calendar option, when you click on that, that shows everything that is happening within Beamer. And then when you pass your cursor over that location, a little pop-up window will pop up. But when you click on it, then it goes to a full page and it gives you all the information related to that subject matter you just clicked on. And so all the times and then the website is located there. Now, for those who have an Android phone or an Apple phone, there is a free app that you can download. And for Android phones, it's called Podcast Player. Okay, Podcast Player. You download it. It's free. And then you look for the little search icon it's a search icon. Sometimes it looks like a little magnifying glass. And then you type in the word Beamer, B-E-M-E-R. That's it. And the only option that comes up are the Blog Talk Radio programs. And so then you click on that and click on the programs, and all the recorded programs are all right there for you. Now, if you have an Apple phone, it's called Podcasts, P-O-D-C-A-S-T-S, Podcasts. And once again, look for the little icon, which is in the lower right-hand corner, the search icon. Click on it, and then type in the word Beamer. The only option is Blog Talk Radio programs. Click on that, and now a listing of all the previous recorded programs are all right there for you. So it is all there for you. So what is Roundtable Wednesday? Well, this is where we can talk about anything and everything as it relates to Beamer, and we keep it compliant. But this is where you can get your questions answered. I know that there's a lot of individuals. We have a lot of newer IBDs, independent Beamer distributors, and or older ones that have not been involved for some time, and they're wanting to get caught up. Well, here's your opportunity. Listen in. All you got to do is press the number 1 on your phone. That will bring up your little hand on my computer screen, and I can call upon you, and then we can have a great discussion. And I'm sure if you have the question, many other people do too. And so it's just a matter of asking the question, and if I'm not able to answer it, maybe someone else that is on today is able to help with that. So we help out each other. It's no different than if we were all sitting in a big room and we were just having a great discussion and helping answer each other's questions. That's why we're all here, is to learn and grow and help build our Beamer business and or just improve our education on the product itself or the back office, or where do we find education, or what are some great techniques to use, all here for you at a click of a button. And for you, that click of the button is just pushing the number 1 on your phone. It's that simple. Okay? Now, I promised you I would get you the 2 emails that are required or to help you if you're not receiving the email, if you need to add your email address to the emailing contact list for Beamer emails and or newsletter. So the first one, okay, is going to be the word no, N-O, and then that lower slash, you know, the one that's like along the baseline, and then reply, R-E-P-L-Y, and then it's at BeamerGroup.com. Okay, so no, N-O, lower slash, reply, R-E-P-L-Y, at BeamerGroup.com. The second one is newsletter dash N-A, which stands for North America. So newsletter, N-E-W-S-L-E-T-T-E-R, and then dash, which is right in the middle, and then N-A, which stands for North America. And then once again, it's at BeamerGroup.com. Okay, so one more time. The first one is no, lower slash, reply, at BeamerGroup.com. And the next one is newsletter, then the middle dash there, N-A, Nancy Adam, or North America, at BeamerGroup.com. Okay, so those are the 2 emails that you can send to and add and get your what I want to say, get your stuff taken care of. So that is there for you. All right. So we got that done. Now, if nobody else has any questions, just by raising your hand, number one, I will go into some subject matter that Chris, let's face it, Chris Baronis put this together for George, and then George presented it. And this was actually at our manager's meeting, and he did an amazing job. As always, George does a great job, but we all know Chris does the beyond amazing job behind the scenes to help prep George for that. Okay, anyway, they both know I love them to death. All right, so they came up and they first had this first, screenshot of George, and says, ask George, George, how can I best capitalize on the announced price adjustment over the next couple weeks? So how do we prepare ourselves for what is going to be coming up? Well, let's get started on that. All right. So there's five different strategies every sales team needs to turn uncertainty to competitive advantage. So let me read that again one more time. Five strategies every sales team needs to turn uncertainty to competitive advantage. So here's going to be five different things on how we can do this. Just a second here. For some reason, I'm clicking around here and I'd lost one of my screens. Okay, we are back. All right. Okay, so number one, getting your head right. Okay, first and foremost, if you're going to sell a price increase, you need to believe in the price increase. More than anything, your customers and prospects are taking their cue from you. If you are confident in what you are selling and what you are selling it for, so will they. We always say they'd pay $10,000 or more once we used it. So how do we look at that? Well, number one is you've got to have your own belief and your head in the right spot when you're sharing Beamer with others. Because if you're really timid and you're like, well, yeah, I kind of got this thing and yeah, it'll work and all, what type of impression are you impressing on the prospect in front of you? Basically a lot of negative energy and a lot of questionable, does this thing really work? However, if you come up with conviction and say, look, this thing is amazing. When I bought mine, I tell you what, I would pay 2, 3, 4 times more than what I paid because this has totally changed my life. So you need to come in strong, shoulders back, head up, great eye contact, and a solid voice when you're sharing this with people. And in fact, just as a side note, I have a client that purchased from me because my conviction in how I talked about Beamer was so strong. They go, Greg, you know, I looked at the science and yes, I feel a little something, but honestly, it was your conviction in how much and how strongly you believed in this that sold me. So that was really neat to hear and great feedback to get from one of my clients. Okay, so that's number one. Okay, let me move that off the side here. Number two, training your team. Do not expect your team has the skills, the verbiage, or the knowledge to sell a price increase. Spend time with them understanding what they feel like when they do well, why, and where they are struggling to position a price increase, and then coach them for success. Go on a sales call, lead by example, help them gain what they need to sell confidently. So this comes into the adage where Peter Gleim always said, hook arm in arm and work with your individuals and support them, because when they know that they've got good support behind them, that's going to increase their, what I want to say, trying to think of the word, their positive nature, they feel confident, their confidence with themselves. Okay, yeah, I know everybody was probably wanting to help me out. They were probably all screaming confidence on your side of the on the radio here. Okay, I got it, guys. I got it. Okay, so once again, let me read that one more time. Do not expect your team has the skills, the verbiage, or the knowledge to sell a price increase. Spend time with them understanding what they feel like they do well, why, and where they are struggling to position a price increase, and then coach them for success. Go on a sales call, lead by example, and help them again on what they need to sell confidently. So work with them, and then we're going to be going into the other items. So on the price increase stuff, we're going to go into that here. So let's go right into the next one here. Okay, number three, know your reasons, okay? Before the team ever goes out the door to sell a price increase, they need to understand the why. What are the reasons that pricing or changing this price is going to make sense for the customer? Don't worry, I'm going to read this again, guys. In other words, what is the customer getting for the price they are paying? What is the return on the investment? Far too often, I see leaders spending time explaining a price increase by talking about how cost of supplies have increased or labor costs are rising, etc. All good and accurate, but who cares? Customers want to know why and how, if they pay this price, it is worth it for them. Okay, so let me read that again, because I know I was kind of fumbling and tripping through that one. So once again, know your reasons. Before the team ever goes out the door to sell a price increase, they need to understand the why. What are the reasons that changing this price is going to make sense for the customer? In other words, what is the customer getting for the price they are paying? What is the return on the investment? Far too often, I see leaders spend time explaining a price increase by talking about how price or cost of supplies have increased or labor costs are rising, etc. All good and accurate, but who cares? Customers want to know why and how. If they pay this price, is it worth it for them? Okay, so this is where we're going to start to get into the anchoring of the cost. And also, for those who just came in, when I purchased mine in January, I'm going to say January 1 of 2017, it was $6,990. And then we still had to buy a battery, and you had to buy a carrying case, and distributorship cost was $390. So look at what we had then, which we had a great unit. The Pro unit was awesome. However, now we have the Evo unit for $5,490, and yes, it will be going up by 7%. And let's see here. I'm trying to find my notes on prices here, and unfortunately, I don't have that in front of me. Darn it anyway. But you know what? That's life, and we're going to continue to move along here in my little studio, but the price is going to go up approximately $400. All right. So here it is still way less, and you get so much more now. And so I might be getting ahead of myself here on this, but this is where you start sharing with them. Go look at the average food costs. Average food costs right now in the last couple of years have gone up 40%. And so you always anchor, you always start with that higher amount and go, well, you know, we do have a price increase that is coming August 1st. And people are going to be leaning in, kind of going, price increase, okay, what is it? And then just go, well, realize that, you know, around the U.S., everywhere in the world, prices are going up an average of 40% on things. Everything. I mean, go to the grocery store and ask them, have you seen this? Get them to nod their head yes. Once you get them engaged and they're nodding their head yes, now you can say, however, Beamer always looks after their people, and to cover everything, they're raising it up only 7%. And people are going to go, whoa, really? Yes. And that is going to be starting August 1st. So we have the month of June to go ahead and save you some money by getting it now. All right. So this is how we start to anchor and we start to do this. Okay. Now I'm going to go on to number four here. Choosing the right target. Price increases only work for prospects and customers that see the value and can gain benefit of what you are offering. To sell a price increase effectively, you need to choose the right target and target market. Some prospects are willing to pay more for the value they receive. Some are not, and you need to know the difference. So what I'm getting on with that, folks, is if you have people that are struggling, this is where you really need to share and go, look, I want to save you some money. And here, by purchasing now, you can save approximately $400 by getting it now instead of getting it after August 1st. Okay, so here it is an option. All right. Okay, so let me move on to the next one here. As I'm clicking away, number five is position risk and value. If you are losing on price, it is because price is all you are offering. It is a myth that customers are price sensitive, a myth, but they will default to price if they believe that price is all you are offering. You need to stop focusing on the price and start focusing on the risk and value. Basically, number one, anchoring is the key. Mentioning to them, look, there are other products on the market, especially if you go on the Equine side, and I won't mention product names, but there's another product that's very popular, and it starts at $17,000. Then the next step, I believe, is around $22,000. And then the next one is like $28,000 and doesn't do nearly what Beamer does. So if you need to anchor and go, you know, when people go, well, how much is the cost? Go, well, have you looked around at other products? Well, yeah, I've been looking around. Great. You know, what products have you looked at? Well, I've looked at this and that. And I go, yeah. So what are they starting at? What is their starting price at? Well, it starts at this. Okay, great. All right. And that seems fairly reasonable for, you know, what they do. Well, now let's take a look at our product. Here's what our product provides. This is where we come from. We have all these medical studies. I can share you videos where they're using this in medical facilities, veterinary clinics, different things like that for all these different procedures, for post-recovery, following surgery, for insemination practices, for so many more things. We can provide all this information to them. And I go, and then you can mention the price of what the equine unit is. This is just an example, okay? So don't focus around price. Focus on what the subject matter is for that individual. Why do they have interest in it? Is it because they're thinking about a family member that they're like, yeah, I'm actually thinking about my husband because, you know, their health has been going downhill and I'm really concerned and I would do anything to help them. Isn't it funny how we're willing to spend money on someone else and help them before we spend it on ourselves and then go, look, that's awesome that you want to help your husband. And you know what? Not only can he use it, but you're going to be able to use it and the people around you also. And here's another advantage. If you become a distributor, I can teach you how to share it with other people and help them out. Because obviously you enjoy helping out others, especially your husband. What about other people as well? Imagine the feeling of changing other people's lives. So this is how we position the risk and the value of doing that. All right. Now, the other little side notes that they said is everyone seems to think that selling a price increase is hard when it really is not. It is really quite simple. People pay for what they believe has value. Sell the value and you will take price off the table and put yourself well on the path to turn all of these uncertainty to a competitive advantage. So once again, like I explained, Beamer has so many wonderful things. And if you're confused about that, I highly encourage that you sign up for an academy. And to make it easy on yourself, do an online academy. They're free. Sign up for it. And you don't have to watch the whole thing. Just watch the first couple sections of the academy where they talk about the history of Beamer, the certifications, and everything that is built Beamer up, learning about how we've evolved. And just by doing that, we'll give you all the evidence, or I should say all the ammunition you need to handle any objection like that. Next up is take advantage of the price increase to have a record 90 days or awesome summer. So you can definitely make this a more profitable summer for yourself. Last time we increased $300 in April a year ago, they went up 700 sales. They went from 700 sales to approximately 1,200 sales. They almost doubled. Easy way to close. Okay, so what do I mean by this? When they increased by $300, actually they almost doubled our sales last year. Why is that? By announcing the price increase this early, okay, so they're going to be doing the price increase on August 1st, okay, and it's increasing by 7% on all items across the board on Beamer. IBDs have an amazing opportunity to leverage this to shorten the sales cycle. Basically, what they're saying is giving people an opportunity now to look into their finances and make the decision to be able to do it before the price increases. Don't give them just 1 week to think about it. Give them, we've got what, a month? We've got 6 weeks we can allow a person to be thinking about this. So be sure to let your clients know that delaying a purchase will cost them money and that now is the time to purchase. Notify them sooner rather than later, as this will provide your clients ample time to secure financing options, and because normally that takes, you know, a couple weeks, 2 to 3 weeks sometimes to do, should that be necessary. Here are some of the different groups that you should be notifying, okay? So let's look at some of the different groups that we could be addressing here. And this is the last one, all right? So everyone that's in your pipeline, everybody that you have on your phone, everything, all prospects, family members, everybody, okay? Prospects who are highly price sensitive. So all those individuals that were like, well, I don't know, that's kind of expensive. And, you know, maybe they'll have a, you know, a sale coming up or whatever like that. You can just say, well, they're not going to have a sale, but unfortunately, we do have a price increase coming up on August 1st by 7%. So if you want to save yourself $400, here's the opportunity to do this now. So now they see this price as the sale price, okay? Also, and on your team, if you have any IBDTs that are trainees who want to make a qualifying purchase, here's the opportunity to do it. Here is their chance to do it before the price goes up, all right? Now, what about your IBDs with rental programs who may want to add an Evo or two to their supply? Suggest selling an out-of-warranty pro set to help pay for their new purchase. So here it gives people an opportunity to sell their used units that they have, which work great, don't get me wrong, but there are some people that are like, you know, I'm sorry, but my budget, I cannot afford something for $3,500 or anything like that, but maybe they'll pay $3,000 or $2,500 for a used unit and get them started that way. And then, gosh, after a month or two, they're starting to feel really good. Well, then what about saying, look, here's an opportunity. we can get you signed on as a distributor. You can learn about all of the items. You've got a unit that you can use now to introduce to people. However, it's not the brand new version, but my gosh, you sell 5 units because that one sale now would be a qualifying sale. And then the following 4, then the commissions that they would receive would technically pay for their new Evo unit. Okay, so using that. Okay, and then any IBDs who haven't upgraded to an actual Evo as of yet. So getting back with all your distributors and have them now looking at getting the Evo. So here's a great opportunity. So we covered a lot of information, guys. We've got 14 minutes left. I would love to hear from you. Press the number 1 on your phone and let's get some input from you guys. What are some things that you've ran into? Some questions you might have? We covered a lot of information here. I will hope that people will take this program and I will title it to meet the needs of, I will think of a good title here anyway for this show so that you can share it with everybody. So press the number 1 on your phone and let's get some involvement here. Otherwise, I've got things I can be doing today and we can go ahead and cut the show short and I can continue to move on with the rest of my day. We covered a lot of information here. So all you need to do is press the number 1 on your phone and I will give you guys about 30 seconds to decide if you want to raise your hand or not. Otherwise, we will go ahead and shut down the program and then we can move on. All right. I see we've got a brave soul here. We've got 350-557. You're live on Blog Talk. Who are you speaking with today?
Hi, this is Kate calling.
Hi, Kate. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Awesome.
This is the first I've heard of the impending price increase. Excuse me. Is this going to be an increase in Canada and Europe as well?
Yes, it is worldwide.
Okay. Great. Well, this might not mean a lot to some people, but as you were talking, and thank you for this clear explanation, I think it's great. You know, I've been taking a nutritional supplement, a specific one, for 17 years at the cost of $45 a month. And if you do the math on it, I've had my Beamer for 7 years. So, I mean, I've spent close to $4,000 in the same time I've had my Beamer for just one nutritional supplement. So when you break it out over time, and that's just for me, that supplement. So it's not as though I could have shared it with my family members as well. So when you look at it that way, the price of the Beamer, given what the Beamer is in our lives, really it's if you value your health above, it really is our most important investment after our children, I think.
Most definitely.
There you have it.
Yeah, no, that's great that you brought that up, Kate. And I'm glad that you asked that question because I did forget to mention that it is worldwide that this price increase is going to occur. And it is on all products within Beamer. Okay, so just to let everybody know about that. As far as the applicators and all of that stuff. Now, as far as the Beamer gear, I'm not sure about that, but we're just talking about the Evo, the equine unit and all associated items, you know, with those items. But yeah, what you brought up about a nutritional supplement where you're paying $45 a month, and actually that's pretty inexpensive considering what people pay for a lot of other items. There's other items out there that people are putting on their bodies or whatever that average anywhere from $150 to $200 a month. And for it to continue to work, you need to continue to wear these items for life or continue to pay for life every month. Whereas with the Beamer, you pay the one-time fee and these Beamers, let's face it, they last and last and last. Yes, there has been some issues that have come up, but with the new Evo, but anytime you have a brand new car hit the street or whatever, there's going to be little things. But I will tell you this, every item that comes up or issue, Beamer looks at it, and they look then at, okay, we have this Evo and it was in this batch, you know, that was made, and this batch was made, or the supplier was supplying this computer chip, and they find out exactly what the issue is, and they narrow it down and they correct it. Same way with all items. If a B body goes bad or a B pad or whatever the case may be, when those items are sent in, they take and they evaluate everything and they break it down to what was the cause and what can we do to correct this problem. So they are really on top of it. So I'm glad that you brought that up. Great, great information, Kate, and you definitely deserve this, young lady.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay, girl. You take care. It's great hearing your voice again. All right. Okay, everybody. Just raise your hand. Press the number one on your phone. As you can see, Kate brought up a great question, and it was something that I had totally forgot about, knowing that the price increase is worldwide. So I'm glad that she brought that up. Come on, folks. I'm going to give another 30 seconds here, and otherwise we will shut down the program. We've got 8 minutes left otherwise, because my voice will give out, and I got to save it for the rest of the day too. So I want to be able to help you guys out, but I hope this was good information. Okay, I see we have 831-760. You're live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
Good morning, Greg. It's Sibylla from Monterey.
Sibylla! It wouldn't be a show without you.
There's so many other people always calling in. So we just cannot always be on. We have to give other people place too, right, to speak. Greg, you know what? I'm kind of like you with loving Beamer and totally knowing and being so convinced it's just something that everybody should have and at least learn about it and then decide if they want to have it. I have zero issue, absolutely zero issue with the price increase, because from my own body, I totally know what this technology has done for me, that I'm still on this planet and can move around and talk and begin to live my life more and more. So I just use this time now, people, and say, hey, if you really want it and you want to save money because you like to save money, buy it now. And if you don't want it yet, then I will just keep educating you till you understand it better and then really want it. Or you will be more miserable and then you want it. So it's really not a question of the price of a product, because I could not have bought a healthy body at Amazon. I mean, it's just so cheap, so inexpensive to have a Beamer compared to the impossibility to buy a new body. So That's really from where I come from. And whatever the price will be, it's always worth it. And it's still inexpensive, because it does what for centuries, maybe thousands of years, been dreaming about, to have this tool or something that makes life so livable with our aging process that nobody can escape. So I don't care what it costs. I will always find people and educate them, and they will purchase a Beamer. So that's where I come from.
Yeah, that's great that you brought that up, because your conviction in your voice, and like you mentioned, you know, the price isn't the issue. It's like, does this work or not? And what is your health worth? And yeah. I know there are individuals, and we are very caregiving type of souls, and we want to help those. And when we see somebody suffering, we want to help them. Sometimes, though, unfortunately, those that are suffering, they brought it on themselves, and they do not want to take action on helping themselves out. And no matter what you do or share with them, they don't want to hear it. And it's frustrating for us, for individuals like that. However, you look at a person that takes good care of themselves, actually, they might be a better fit because they're the ones that are taking action to pay for a gym membership, go to the gym, maybe spending more money and eating organic food instead of the standard food or whatever the case may be. Those individuals might be more receptive of learning about Beamer than the individual that you see that's hurting. Now, I'm not saying don't stop introducing to those that you see are hurting, but just know the psychology behind it all. And don't drop your heart in front of these individuals just on one person. Definitely share it. Let them have the information at their pace and move on to the next person and just continue to do that. And those that recognize it and then that you stay in contact with and are being respectful about it, they're the ones that will then ask for more information and we continue to move forward. Is that kind of what you found out as well, Sevilla?
Yeah, and I just would make a little bit of a nuance in there. It's not from my perspective, whoever is miserable has brought it up on themselves. I don't know, maybe energetically I brought this accident on me. I don't know. I don't feel like I did, but who knows? Maybe I did. I just look at people. There's some people who really have no money, okay, and they are old or they're so sick they cannot be an active distributor right away. Mm-hmm. But I challenge my own brain or I ask other people, what are other options? How to get the resources together, right? And with there are people who are with Beamer who are really good with, they come from a financing background, connect with them and get some tips. Go to your bank and ask for 0% credit card and all the things that have been taught over the years. Let's go back to my list and look, what can we do? Is there a garage sale possibility? Is there a fund me on the internet option? Just ask around people who don't even know about, do you really badly need money? What would you do to get this money? And yeah, it's amazing when I talk to people outside of Beamer, nothing to do with Beamer, but they have ideas how to get a loan or whatever. So, and then with these ideas, I go back to the person that is just not able and doesn't know, knows less than I do. And then we do brainstorming together which option works. And so far, I could everybody help to get a Beamer in the most interesting way sometimes.
That is so awesome, Sevilla. I've got one more caller, and I've got 2 minutes left, Sevilla.
Yes.
So let me get to the other caller.
Hi.
But you always get this. Thank you. Okay. I want to get to our last caller here. Let's go to 434-996. I apologize, but we got like a minute and a half left.
Okay, Greg. It's Ann from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hey,
I'll be real quick. Hi, Greg. Another point we can probably consider, too, is maybe the price we pay now can look more like an introductory price for the new Evo set. This came to mind with me when you started mentioning the quality control that Beamer stands by. We have an exceptional product. Quality control is exceptional. And maybe those first few months, you know, they were kind of like, okay, let's tweak this just a little bit now that it's out in the field. And now the tweaks are done. So introductory price for a little bit longer, and now we're going to go to the set standard price. So that's just another angle that I think would be worth considering with some of our people.
That's a great point, and I'm going to get you this right away, girl. You just did that. I'd never thought about that, and that is awesome. So we're coming down to the end of the show, but Anne, thank you. That is an awesome approach. I greatly appreciate that.
Thank you, Greg.
Yep. So what she's saying, folks, is we kind of went through our trial period of the new Evo. We work here. This is our period of time where they've been working out all the bugs. Now it's getting all, let's say, polished up, and the new and improved version after working out of the bugs are there, and and look at what we have. So with that, folks, make sure you listen to the Equine Thursdays. Make sure you listen to Testimonial Tuesdays. Get your team involved. Have them listen to the recordings. Let's get more involvement here and have fun. Let's make this show the supreme, the shining star that it's always been in the past. And with your help, we can make that happen. So with that, everybody, have a great, great week, and great, great, wonderful things are coming down the pike with Beamer. And I can't wait to share it all with you. Take care, everybody.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.